Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
There's a lot of people texting in blaming the crisis in teenage mental health on the lack of religion in their lives. And you could say, oh, that's so predictable. I think that the getting to grips with how we find meaning in a post-religious world and the increased secularisation of everything and figuring out what we do instead is a massive, massive question that I think we need to start kind of grappling with. But we might talk about that again sometime because I think it's a huge one. Now, in the meantime, let's transport ourselves away. Like, so this is a prime week for dreaming of being somewhere nice and sunny. So I'm joined now by Eoin Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine.
Good morning, Brendan. Something a lot more cheerful now coming up.
And there is something about January and this week in January that we suddenly feel I need something to look forward to. Are the January bookings still a big thing? Remember, there used to be the sales and everything.
Absolutely. Not as big as it was. Listeners will remember the budget travel sale. People queuing overnight. But the reality is that it's 30% of sales for holiday sales, traditional bucket and spade holiday sales for the year are still done in January. It used to be much more. And you have the great sales that the airlines put in. Aer Lingus have a great one riding at the moment, travel until May, book by January 16. British Airways travel until September and book a little bit later in the month. And there are flash sales increasingly in the internet age. You know, if you sign up to the big airline sites, Emirates, Qatar, Air France, Lufthansa, you'll get the flash sale landing, you know, 48 hours. What it does is it clears the seats that aren't sold on particular routes or particular times. Ryanair, the masters at this, no warning, comes in at midnight, 48 hours, and they've landed a couple of sales on us already. What I've noticed in recent years is the January sale creeping into December. Aer Lingus jumped particularly early this year, but there's a lot of bookings there because the schedules are all set out. There are still some of them being finalised, aircraft sizes, things like that. And that'll depend on bookings. And airlines love to get a lot of bookings in so they can read the year. They can get a
So we should give them all our email addresses, really.
Absolutely. Scatter that email address in every direction, right. Brendan. You might get your bag back that you lost last May as well, you know.
So come here, Eoin, where are people at with travel? You have a cost of living crisis. And then I think some people still, we now are nearly hardwired to be nervous about booking anything too far in advance. Then there's flying became much more hassle and uncertainty and everything. Are people back traveling with confidence?
No, not traveling by confidence with any means. I mean, if the Aer Lingus figures or the Dublin Airport figures aren't out yet, but they'll show about 87% of pre-pandemic levels. And that's pretty much across Europe. When you look at the slots for 2023, Brendan, it's not that much higher. We're not back really roaring like we were in 2019, but one bit of it is, and that's the European, the traditional trunk routes, Faro, Malaga, that the capacity on those is up by 20% in 2023.
So, okay, a flight to the familiar, basically.
Familiar, back to where the adventurous stuff is slower to come back and will remain so because this never has travel insurance been more important because, you know, we've had the reminder from the news about the European Commission and China that COVID cancellations are still a possibility or tests. And there's also a thing that some people forget is every time you check in, you give an insurance. You know, it's only a yes, no, and you probably can take it too seriously, but it's a very simple yes, no, or if you've got any symptoms. And if you have any, you're not supposed to fly. Airlines won't give you your fare back. That's what travel insurance is for. And we've seen that settle down. Travel insurance, obviously, like everyone else, was scared in the early months of 2020. How much are we going to end up paying
and
out
it,
on this?
Will it cover COVID?
Yeah, most of them are, most of the major, there are four major suppliers, but almost all of them now cover COVID, not as an add-on. It was an add-on for €15 or whatever. And some there'd be some aspect of that, depending on, because travel insurance is complicated. But your standard annual policy does cover that COVID cancellation for you and a partner, not for the gang of lads going on the stag party, but if you have to cover. And the airline won't give you your money back. So it's never been more as important.
OK, so when you say about everyone going back to the familiar places, What happened to revenge travel? Remember, everyone was going to take a trip of a lifetime. When all this is over, I'm going to travel everywhere. And did that happen, no?
Well, I love the way, the capacity of the people for talking of travel to invent terms like revenge travel. Revenge and travel do not belong in the same sentence, Brendan. We're both journalists. We're both writers. The reality is that a lot of frustration. Okay, I've been putting off the trip to the Galapagos for many years. If we've lost 3 years, you know, let's do it now when I get the chance to do it again. That sounded better in theory than it worked out in practice, because first of all, the prices for a limited destination went up, and we also had all sorts of shenanigans with long haul. First of all, with COVID shenanigans, restrictions lower to, there are countries still that have restrictions, and, you know, most of them are very far away from us. And also, getting back in the air long haul was very expensive. I'll give a really good example. Australia, New Zealand had closed down. Australians stranded all over the world, some of them for 2 years.
Yeah.
Normally, the aviation industry is a many-headed beast, and it's fabulous to write about. It's fabulous to cover because it's so complicated. What the airlines used to do was charge Australians more to come to Europe than Europeans to come to Australia, because they reckon they can pay more. It's not driven by supply and demand. It's reckon what the market can bear. Since COVID, that reversed, because there were so many Australians stranded trying to get home. We actually were paying more to go from Ireland to Australia than the other way around.
Okay.
Balancing out a little bit this year.
Hey, but everything is much dearer though, is it? Or is that my imagination?
Absolutely.
Your standard flights with Ryanair and everything, everything seems to be gone up.
For different reasons. A lot of them have fuel issues. You know, the fuel price went roaring ahead with the Ukraine war in March. It's stabilised a little bit. We've seen something really odd where the difference between the actual crude price and the jet fuel price is the highest I've ever seen. I'm not sure whether it's complex reasons for that, refining and all of that. So your airline costs have gone up. So they're passing that on to the passenger where they can. There's another thing going on in that I see airlines managing the capacity. A lot of them couldn't get the aircraft into the air at the numbers that they had pre-COVID because of staffing problems, retraining pilots, certifying the aircraft. So the supply was down for a lot of airlines. A notable exception, and it's very relevant to us here, is Ryanair. They kept pilots licensed and aircraft certified, and they're pretty much alone in the world, or in Europe especially. They have an increase on pre-pandemic numbers.
And they announced what their projected profit has gone up again.
The numbers are really interesting because, you know, their numbers are 160 million for the calendar year. That's ahead of COVID, and the market's come back. What they've done is they're not only eating somebody else's lunch, but they've also not even throwing out the leftovers at this stage. Number two when the figures come out will be Lufthansa. Number three when the figures come out will be Turkish. If you add Turkish and Lufthansa together, they're going to be close to the Ryanair figure.
Okay.
That's how far ahead. How is that relevant to us?
Back to us. How do we get the best value?
The Ryanair have been able to deliver very good prices into the Irish market. Get the best value, follow the new routes. I've been saying it for as long as I've been talking about travel. For a new route takes about 12 months to get into the public conscience. There's some of the last years, like Nîmes in France, still not in the public conscience. If you have a new route arriving, they're going to stimulate it with fares. They're actually going to run it at a loss. It's almost like a loss leader. A couple of joyous things have happened. Aer Lingus, they were supposed to fly to Brindisi, down on the heel of Italy. People remember it from the school day maps. That was supposed to come in 2020. It's coming 2023. Ryanair decided to go on the same route. COS, it's a traditional charter route for TUI and people like that. Aer Lingus have gone on
the Greek island.
COS, the Greek island. Beautiful, absolutely fantastic. Ryanair are on that as well. So you now have two destinations that have competing airlines on it, and they're new.
Okay.
That's where the prices are going to be. Sardinia, new Aer Lingus route, Ryanair fly to a different airport
so,
on that.
So who's flying
also
into
good.
Algeiro
is Ryanair.
That's Ryanair.
And Albeos and is Aer Lingus. So anywhere you've got that level of competition coming in, you're going to have better prices.
So look for the new routes. And then
new routes,
in terms
good
of,
to follow.
In terms
Tel Aviv,
of,
by the way, really...
Which is supposed to be an amazing town,
amazing town. And obviously there's huge, we were talking about just the post-religious Ireland, but there's still a huge interest in Middle East and the pilgrimage end of it.
And the party end of it too, from
really. Well, Tel Aviv, for a supposedly conservative country, is some of the wildest parties I've ever been at in my life. But anyway...
Okay, and there's a route for a new route
from El Al, which it's always nice to get a non-Ryanair Aer Lingus entry. There are 41 other airlines in Dublin. Sometimes you think we're just a Ryanair and Aer Lingus country. And we've got interesting stuff happening to Scandinavia as well. And a couple of winter routes, like Klagenfurt. I pride myself on my knowledge of these things. I actually had to look up where Klagenfurt is. It's not far from Innsbruck in Austria.
Okay.
That came in as a new route for winter. Skiers pay very high prices for their air fares. They're about €15 to get to Klagenfurt at the moment. And you can get up to Bad Gastein from there.
But presumably not guaranteeing snow when you get there. Because a lot of people have had their ski holidays washed out of it, haven't they?
Well, the low resorts, the Morzines, the places like that are in trouble. The high resorts, and there's a lot of them are very great. Like San Antone had good snow this week. Val d'Isère had good snow this week. Val Thorens had good snow. But there's no doubt with the overall trend on this is the lower alpine results are in trouble, to the extent that the banks who fund loans and things like that are now backing off any investment in lower resorts.
Okay.
That's going the wrong direction for skiers.
30 seconds before we finish up.
Yep.
So somebody's looking to book a good value holiday now. Should they go back to the old-fashioned travel agent? Which is the best website to use? What's the best way to get a good deal now?
If it's complicated and if you have children, you need kids clubs, back to the traditional travel agent. If you've got a bit of flexibility and adventure, and don't forget the traditional, back to the Faroes and Malagas and places like Murcia. And also remember, there's a terrific new ferry route I didn't even get to talk about, direct from Rosslare to Spain to Bilbao this year starting up.
Okay, and Bilbao, another great town. Okay, Eoin Corey,
always
thank
a
you
pleasure,
very much.
Brendan,
we'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.